Thank you very much, Jane. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Council of the International Civil Aviation Organization, it is my great pleasure to welcome all of you to this colloquium. At the next regular session of the ICAO Assembly from 28 September to 8 October of this year, one of the major issues before the member states of ICAO will be aviation and the environment. National delegations will establish ICAO policies and practices on environmental protection, including aviation and climate change, which should guide the organization's effort to address and mitigate impacts of aviation on the environment. The colloquium is a timely opportunity to provide information on the latest developments in this area, in particular the results and progress emanating from the 8th meeting of ICAO's Committee on Aviation Environmental Protection, CAPE 8, with a view to broaden our knowledge base. This colloquium is also a forum for us to cultivate new ideas and solutions that will facilitate the Assembly decision-making process. In doing so, we must recognize the dilemma in which we find ourselves. Aircraft today are 70% more energy efficient than they were some 40 years ago. Overall fuel efficiency of civil aviation can be further improved through a variety of means, including technology, operations, and air traffic management. ICAO's Program of Action for International Aviation and Climate Change sets global fuel efficiency goals. However, such improvements are expected to only partially offset the future growth of international aviation emissions. This illustrates a paradox of our modern society, and the paradox is when the light comes on. Aviation is a driver of economic, social, and cultural development around the world. It supports the world's largest industry, travel and tourism, and helps to raise the standard of living of millions of people worldwide. Yet, it contributes to greenhouse gas emissions and ultimately to global climate change, and thus has an impact on noise and local air quality in the vicinity of airports. As with other sectors of the economy, this is a societal question. As individuals, we increasingly want to travel by air. At the same time, we want cleaner air and a reduction of the impact of our lifestyle on the environment. Our only choice is to foster greater compatibility between aviation and the environment. Ensuring sustainability of aviation is the key. ICAO is the internationally recognized forum, the forum of governments, to address all international aviation matters. In keeping with our mandate as the lead organization for international civil aviation, we see our role as fostering cooperation among all stakeholders, providing the required assistance, creating standards, developing supporting guidance, instituting the overall regulatory process, and now, more than ever, facilitating and promoting concrete actions and tangible global results on international aviation and climate change. As is so often the case in international undertakings, global cooperation will be essential to obtain a better scientific understanding of aviation's impact on the global climate and explore synergies in policymaking. Over the years, we have maintained excellent relations with such bodies as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, and of course, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, known as the UNFCCC. In addition, we have continued to partner with the United Nations Environmental Programme, the UNEP, in efforts to standardize quantification of air travel carbon footprints through the use of ICAO carbon emissions calculator. ICAO has and continues to coordinate its activities with other international organizations to fulfill its mandate of addressing GHG emissions from international aviation. The colloquium is therefore designed to support this mandate by providing a forum where information is exchanged and best practices and new ideas are shared. During the colloquium, leading experts from the world of aviation and the environment will shed light on technical, operational, and market-based measures to address the challenge related to climate change. I believe very strongly that rational decisions can only be made with technical and scientific information in hand. I expect that you will exchange information and ideas that will facilitate discussions and lay the groundwork for robust decision-making for our next assembly in September. We also have to think of the coming years and of how to demonstrate ICAO's continuing leading role in a post-2012 period. Last October, ICAO's high-level meeting brought the views of all its member states together and adopted a program of action on international aviation and climate change. It is the first and only globally harmonized agreement from a sector on a goal to reduce its CO2 emissions. The Conference on Aviation and Alternative Fuels last November developed a global framework for the development and deployment of sustainable alternative fuels for aviation. ICAO will continue to provide leadership by making further progress on the recommendations of last year's achievements. ICAO is the voice of aviation in international discussions, and together with our 190 member states, and in cooperation with other international organizations, we will be able to pursue this critical role. This is what ICAO has always done and will continue to do in the future. I thank you on behalf of my colleagues on the Council of ICAO for taking precious time out of your busy schedules in order to provide the expertise that is essential to the success of ICAO. Best wishes to all of you for your deliberations over the next 3 days. Thank you very much, and welcome to Montreal.